you went to a top university, let's say you went to Harvard or Oxford or Cambridge, and you said, you know, I've come here because I'm in search of morality, guidance, and consolation. I want to know how to live. They would show you the way to the insane asylum. This is simply not what our grandest and best institutes of higher learning are in the business of. Why? They don't think we need it. They don't think we are in urgent need of assistance. They see us as adults, rational adults. What we need is information, we need data, we don't need help. Now, religions start from a very different place indeed. All religions, all major religions at various points call us children. And like children, they believe that we are in severe need of assistance. We're only just holding it together. And perhaps this is just me, maybe you. But anyway, we're only just holding it together. And we need help. Of course we need help. And so we need guidance and we need didactic learning. You know, in the 18th century in the UK, the greatest religious preacher was a man called John Wesley, who went up and down this country delivering sermons, advising people how they could live. He delivered sermons on the duties of parents to their children and children to their parents, the duties of the rich to the poor and the poor to the rich. He was trying to tell people how they should live through the medium of sermons, the classic medium of delivery of religions. Now, we've given up with the idea of sermons. If you said to a modern liberal individualist, hey, how about a sermon? They'd go, no, I don't need one of those. I'm an independent individual person. What's the difference between a sermon and our modern secular mode of delivery, the lecture?